Nadia Boltz-Weber. And one thing I know is that just like everyone else, alongside all the shiny, impressive sounding stuff in my life is also a smoldering pile of crap. True, I was ordained and wrote some bestsellers and helped some people along the way. But I have also manipulated situations, said horrible things, and hurt people I love. Maybe you have too. So, I am opening up The Confessional, a no-bullshit space for conversations about the moments in our lives that we're least proud of.
I do some speed, and I just fall off the map. I didn't see my daughter for 13 years after that.
And so we started carrying signs that said, pray for more dead soldiers and pray for more dead kids.
I just was super hungry sexually. I was super out there. You know, I wanted to run the show. And I did.
I murdered my friend over a 6-pound suitcase of pot.
The Confessional is a place where other people's stories can be a roadmap to freedom from our own shame.
And I said, well, what should I do? How can I make this right? She says, call me once a month so I know you're not dead. Hangs up.
Sometimes when we talk about our fucked up process, it hastens other people's process that doesn't have to be as long.
And honestly, that's the prayer. The prayer is like, let's let somebody's fucked up process be a lot shorter.
In this first season, I'm talking to a movie star, a software developer, a writer, and a former member of Westboro Baptist Church about their worst moments and how they've worked through them. Ugly confessions from beautiful people. And at the end of every episode, an original blessing just for them, written by me. The first season will drop weekly starting April 21st. Subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts and invite a friend into The Confessional. Because it's like a car wash for our shame and secrets, some of which are devastating and some of which are just weird.
So I started Googling how to tell if your boyfriend is a Satan worshiper.
The Confessional is produced by House of Pod and Shameless Media with support and spiritual guidance from PRX and The Moth.